night. Welcome. It's Monday, January the 8th, 2018. A lot of news coming out. Of course, more weather news. Again, coming from Al Gore saying, this is exactly what we expected. All this bitter cold in the Northeast, as the New American points out. On January the 4th, he tweeted out, it's bitter cold in parts of the U.S., but climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann, and I put scientist in air quotes here, explains that's exactly what we should expect from the climate crisis. Or I would say that that kind of a tweet is exactly what we should expect from the climate alarmists. And, of course, Michael Mann is the guy who invented the hockey stick that shows an exponential increase in temperature as CO2 goes up. Didn't happen. Isn't happening. Their models are not working, unfortunately for them. But as New American points out, fortunately, there are still scientists of common sense. Meteorologist Dr. Roger Pilkey said, for those who claim that U.S., Canada, or Northeaster is stronger because of global warming, they apparently do not realize that it's so strong because the especially strong horizontal temperature gradient in the troposphere that bombed because of unusually cold air. And if we go back and take a look, as New American did, 2014, remember the White House science czar? Why is it that, I know why it is. I mean, ever since we've had the war on drugs, we're going to talk about that today as well. We have an update on what's going on. I think this is a very important thing with the 10th Amendment, but let's not leave this for a second, getting distracted by czars, because now everybody in Washington thinks they're a czar because they think that they can dictate everything to you. They're petty tyrants. But we had a science czar, John Holdren, under Obama. I remember back in 2014, so 4 years ago, we had the polar vortex, and they said, this is global warming. Later, he admitted that his video was based solely on his own personal opinion and not any verified science, as is always the case. It's their own personal opinion and their own alarmism. Meanwhile, though, the iguanas are dropping frozen from the trees in Florida because it got below 45 degrees. And I heard an interesting anecdote of a guy who said, I know this guy. He's from Central America. They consider iguanas to be a delicacy. So he started rounding up the frozen iguanas. It was like frozen food right there on the ground. Put a bunch of them in his car, started driving, and as they warmed up in the car, they came back to life. It's like this little black and white R film, Night of the Iguanas, because they can be quite nasty, especially in a confined space like that. Got a nasty bite and other things. So kind of hoisted by their own petard, as the climate change people will as well. The cold weather has also caused a water main break, a main water main at JFK Airport. And so this is yet more failures of the infrastructure. More misery at airports and airplanes, as we're going to look coming up in the next hour at what is going on in the Consumer Electronics Show that always begins the beginning of January. And it's going to be starting tomorrow. And the big thing that's starting this year, they're bringing all of the self-driving cars, the automated cars, the robotics, the artificial intelligence. Now they're talking about 5G because they need that bandwidth to control your life. And so the new section of the CES show this year is smart cities, filled with references to big business, big money, and the United Nations and ways to control you. So we're going to talk about that because that is the essence of what this is all truly about. You know, when I talk about marijuana prohibition, I'm talking about the Constitution. And when I talk about self-driving cars, I'm talking about taking away our freedom, not only to move about freely, but to live where we wish, to live how we wish, to take control of our lives, to lock us into a UN agenda. And it's quite interesting that both of those things, both drug prohibition and these smart cities, are part of a UN agenda. They create the agenda, and then they leave it to the local corrupt politicians to implement it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, January the 8th, 2018. Today is the day that the judge in the Bundy case will decide whether or not she is going to... This has been declared as a mistrial, but she's going to decide whether that is with or without prejudice. If it is without prejudice, that will leave the opportunity open for the government to come at them again. If she dismisses it with prejudice, if she declares it a mistrial with prejudice, it will be a dismissal and there will be no retrial. Now, there's something interesting that I want to show you that came from the Bundy family in terms of how the BLM was coming after them, because this is at the heart of whether or not this should be dismissed with prejudice. Whether or not it was the federal government that was the aggressor, whether or not it was the federal government that was acting illegally, or if in fact it was the protesters and the ranchers who were the aggressors, who were dangerous, because that's why they said they locked them up for 2 years. And as Gloria Navarro, the judge in the case, started to see evidence that there were snipers well before there was any call for people to come protect the Bundys. We knew that. We reported that. That's not a secret. That's why InfoWars went to cover it. That's why I went to cover it. Because we didn't want to see another Waco. We didn't want to see another Ruby Ridge. And that was what it was shaping up to be. And they had set snipers in place. They had been roughing people up. I'm going to show you video of the people being attacked by dogs and the BLM training dogs to specifically attack these particular protesters here in just one moment. But before we do, I just want to put this in context of a bigger picture because, you know, we just had a bunch of Fox News pundits who were cheering on the idea of arming Iranian protesters. These are the same people who got us into the Iraq War, people like John Bolton and so forth. And they're saying, yeah, we ought to give arms to the Iranian protesters. Well, you know, that might have helped them from the CIA coups. They might have been able to stop the CIA coup back in the early 1950s. They might have been able, if they had arms, they might have been able to shut down the trained CIA torturers, the secret police, the SAVAK. But when they talk about this, yeah, we need to arm these people now. We need an armed insurrection. These are the same people who believe that protesters trying to shut down the criminal aggression of the BLM and the FBI, I'll add, at that standoff, that those people, because they were legally carrying firearms, that they were brandishing the firearms, that they were threatening the lives of law enforcers, that they were committing assault with a deadly weapon. So it's kind of an interesting double standard, isn't it? I find it a very interesting double standard. They were not threatening anybody. As a matter of fact, when they created that indictment, and I read it a couple of years ago, coming after Clive and Bundy, saying that he was brandishing weapons at the standoff, Clive and Bundy was not even at the standoff. Clive and Bundy never had a weapon on him. As a matter of fact, I never saw any of the Bundy family with a weapon on him, except that day, one of them, Ryan Bundy, had a Western six-shooter that I never saw him take out of the holster. But the rest of the brothers and family and Cliven were attacked repeatedly by the FBI. when they were unarmed. And the rest of the people that were out there that had firearms, they were, you're allowed to legally carry firearms. So to come after him for being there with firearms when he wasn't even there and he didn't have any firearms, I mean, that just shows you how they were trying to stretch this. But I want to show you the clip that has been posted by the Bundy family here, and I'll narrate that. So let's go ahead and pull that clip up. Okay, what it says, after several days of land being closed, cattle being killed, they had protesters coming out. And what you can see right now is you've got the BLM out there. We know now they were killing cattle and they were destroying water that they had rights to. And they're driving by everybody, and people are shouting, go home, go home. And they don't stop. They just keep going. Now they're going to show you the explicit training. And he's yelling, go home, go home, and waving his arms to antagonize the dog while the trainer is holding the dog. So he's shouting the same stuff that the protesters were shouting at them. Go home, go home. They were out there. They were unarmed. The BLM was in vehicles. And there you go. They set the dog on this guy who is basically waving his arms. Go home, just like the peaceful protesters were doing out there at the site. And now what you're going to see coming up next is after they have trained the dogs to attack, they will then go back and they'll stop and turn the dogs loose on the protesters. So this goes on for quite some time. They're letting the dog get all fired up and chew on that guy's arm for a while. And so now this is a video from inside the BLM's truck. And you can see what they're going to do next if you're watching this. They're going to run this thing through. Then they're going to, this time, they're going to stop and get the dogs out and set the dogs on the protesters after they have trained the dogs to go after unarmed protesters who are shouting, go home. All right, so here we go. They've stopped, and now they're getting out.
Back up! You come near me, you'll get bit!
Yeah, because I've already trained my dog to do that.
Back up!
Yeah, they wanted that confrontation.
Sir, could I speak with the supervisor?
Well, you get the idea. It's a long video. We're not going to play all 5 minutes of it. But you get the idea of where this is headed. And as we look at what happens in Vegas, that, you know, quite frankly, that kind of tyranny doesn't stay in Vegas. And we've also got the shooting that happened this year that is there. And it's kind of interesting that Ellen DeGeneres, who was the one who was covering up for the hotel there, and as I pointed out, we showed the day that she did that, that the security guard who was touted as a hero, and then they said, well, no, actually, he got there. He was the first person shot, so he's actually a victim, not a hero. And then they came up with a timeline as the timeline number two put a liability on the hotel. And so they quickly had to modify that into timeline number three from the crooked Las Vegas Police Department. And then Ellen DeGeneres got involved because they had the security guard in question because he had been the central point at three different timelines. Everybody wanted to talk to him and find out what he had to say. They didn't want anybody to talk to him. They didn't want anybody to ask about his questionable background or the questionable background of the security agency that he worked for. So he disappeared for 4 or 5 days. And the state union of security guards or something to that effect said, we're very concerned because we don't know where he is. Nobody knew where he was, right? Then he turns up on Ellen DeGeneres' show. And Ellen had just, as I showed on the show that day, she had, and you can see this video if you go to our YouTube site, Real News of David Knight, you can see the one there. It's called Ellen Finds Jesus. Because his name is Jesus. She found him, and she did a little dog and pony show, but she had previously just had a celebrity slot machine created for her by this same Las Vegas hotel company, MGM, that owns both the MGM Grand and the Mandalay Bay Hotel. And so she covered for all this. Now, she gets into a Twitter spat with Eric Trump, because he says, hey, look at this. Twitter is recommending that I follow Ellen DeGeneres and a bunch of other people on the Clinton bandwagon, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Why would they do that? He goes, must be hashtag deep state. And so she goes on her show to mock the idea that there is a deep state. That same woman who did that dog and pony show with Jesus Campos, and the same woman who had been in the hire of that hotel comes out and says, deep state? Oh, what a conspiracy theory. These people are off the wall. Which one of these brothers is this? Did he kill the elephant or the cheetah? Deep state, is that near Dollywood? Because I'm in, if it is. Well, you know, she may not get paid by Dollywood the same way she get paid by MGM Grand to lie for them, to cover up for them. And we'll be right back. We've got more information. Stay with us. We're going to talk about smart cities and the 10th Amendment.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but instead it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Whoo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Thank you.
about the Las Vegas shooting that I'm going to get to in just one moment. Before I do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have as part of our New Year Get Healthy sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off or more on many of our most popular products, as well as free shipping. You can see right there, if you're looking at that 50% off Supermale Vitality, 50% off Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's a great way to get your vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. All of those, 50% off plus free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, is also 50% off with free shipping. And some of our newest products are 50% off with free shipping. Products like The Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power, all of those 50% off plus free shipping. So check out the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. That is what funds InfoWars, the products that we sell there. And it is a great time of the year to get serious and intentional about your health, to look at the ingredients, to look at things that could help you and your family. Make sure that you've got clean water. There's water filters that are on sale there along with free shipping. Many items that you'll see at InfoWarsStore.com. So we thank you for your support. I was just talking about Ellen DeGeneres mocking Eric Trump, saying, hey, look at this. They recommended that I follow Ellen DeGeneres. This must be the deep state. Well, I tell you what is part of the deep state. Part of the deep state was the way that she covered up for the odd things that were going on with Jesus Campos, who was at the center of this controversy, the center of the multiple changes in the story of the police. And just last week, I had a guy who did a film documentary, What Happened in Vegas, the movie. He was talking about the history of very severe abuse and corruption in the Las Vegas Police Department, something that he had personally experienced. He talks in his documentary about four particular cases. And then he talks about the fact that well after most people stopped covering what had happened in Vegas, they come in and say, yeah, you know, there were gunshots that were fired in his room after the fact. It's like, what? What? The police were firing gunshots in his room? I thought he was had taken his life. So yet another interesting development there. But now we have something else. You know, we've been told that, and of course Disney has already implemented this, there's not going to be any do not disturb signs. No longer at Disney World. And I'm sure other hotels are going to be following suit with this because they said we cannot allow somebody to hole up in their room for days and days and days without any interaction from the staff. Not even for their own safety can we allow that to happen. And of course we still haven't seen any video of Stephen Paddock, even though there's probably more cameras per square inch in Las Vegas than anywhere else in the world. No, nothing to see here. Move on. We're not going to show you anything. But now, a spokesperson for MGM has told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the interactions on that day consisted of room service delivery and a visit from housekeeping, and that his room had been visited quite a bit, more than 10 times in the days before the shooting on October the 1st. So that's a lie now. Interesting. The major fundamental pinnings of this story, every single one of them has been eventually exposed and admitted as a lie. And now this one as well. 10 interactions with that room in the days prior to the shooting, and room service that very day, and a visit from housekeeping. And this is coming from a spokesperson for MGM. So they keep changing the story. But don't worry. They're going to still leave all those restrictions about your privacy. They're going to still take away the idea that you're going to have no room service, and you're still going to have your room being spied on all the time. I'm sure that they will put in some kind of a Big Brother snooper camera. And then if people get concerned about privacy, saying, hey, you know, I don't want you monitoring this. It's kind of creepy. And we send people to jail for doing this to their babysitters or others, you know, putting a camera in a restroom, putting a camera in a hotel room. I'm sure that's going to be the next thing. And they'll justify it by saying it's for your safety. You can't have any privacy. You got to be safe. You can't have any liberty. You got to be secure. Yeah, that's the way this always rolls, isn't it? Those are the things that disappear as our freedom and our dignity disappear very quickly. Now, on the political front, we have an interesting article about Mitt Romney. Is Mitt going to be the next McCain? I think we should start calling him Mitt Cain. Because that's what he is, and that's what he wants to be. With Senator John McCain in the twilight of his career, that's a polite way of putting it, the 2012 GOP presidential nominee sees a coming void in the Trump era. So he's going to put himself out there as the anti-Trump, because we've had McCain in that position. These are the McCain and Mitt Romney, the guys who couldn't beat Barack Obama, but the guys who are there as a hedge for the people who really run the government, just in case their handpicked candidate didn't win, they were still going to get their health care through. That's why they had picked the guy that had created Romney Care, which was identical to Obamacare. Let's not forget that. They said in the run-up to the election, you know, Obama had been talking about doing Obamacare. And as Romney criticized him, the Democrats said, but that's what you did in Massachusetts. You did that with Ted Kennedy in Massachusetts. You did the same thing. Oh, no, it's completely different. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, yeah, it was the same. It was the same. We know that after seeing exactly what the two plans were. But Mitt has privately revealed that a driving purpose of his service, quote unquote, his service, service to who? Service to the globalists who put him in there, would be to emulate a former rival and fellow foiled Republican presidential nominee. Yeah, these are the sour grapes branch of the GOP. The people who couldn't become president, and they're going to take down the guy who could and who shut down the establishment wing of the GOP. There's got to be somebody who can stand up to the president, said Mitt Romney. Who is it that's going to stand up to Trump? Oh, that would be me. I will do that. Okay, so somebody has got to stand up for government-controlled health care and big government, and that will be Mitt Kane. Mitt Kane Romney, the guy that's coming in there. Also, as we look at the cryptocurrencies and the maneuvering back and forth and the very volatile prices of the markets, I thought it was kind of interesting. This article from Zero Hedge, and it kind of harkens back to the interview that I had with John McAfee. When he came on to talk about Bitcoin and his certainty that Bitcoin was going to explode in value, which he believed, he was factoring in the collapse of the American dollar, as many people have given many reasons for why the American dollar would collapse. The American dollar is itself a bubble. And the fact that it has been, when they created the Federal Reserve, they burst the value bubble of the American dollar. It's just that it's been kind of a slow leak. And they have lost more than 99% of its value in the 100 plus years. It's been about 104 years that they have created it. So it's lost 99% of its value, or actually more than that. So when we look at this, this article is pointing out that a lot of people realize that Bitcoin is not really very secure. So they said criminals are actually abandoning Bitcoin. They're looking for something that is secure. As John McAfee said, when we look at Monero, they can't tell who gets the money, who sends the money, and how much the money is. That's why some of these other cryptocurrencies are going to take over.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and
stupid.
So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. It's David Knight.
Well, the Golden Globes were last night. I have to say, when I saw this article, a new generation of L.A. Satanists finds community in blasphemous times. I thought they were writing about the award ceremony. Actually, that was a little bit different article. They were talking about some people who really see themselves as Satanists and admit it, unlike the people who practice it behind closed doors at Davos, Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, elsewhere, Skull and Bones. I mean, you name it. I mean, these people... There are some people who take this very, very seriously who aren't the cartoon figures that the LA Times reports on. And you know, when they talk about blasphemous times, I guess that would be coming after Harvey Weinstein. I mean, that's kind of blasphemy, isn't it? You know, wasn't it Meryl Streep that called him God? Something to that effect? You know, one of the ladies wearing the black dress last night, standing in solidarity, or should I say herd mentality, with the rest of the herd that were there. I mean, it's really pretty pathetic. And now the Oscars, the Academy, as they call it, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. It's a popularity contest, folks. Look, I used to purchase videos for a chain of stores. And I would look at, you know, it was interesting at the time to know what was going to win awards, because it would have an effect on certain films. And they tended to stay away from the big blockbusters, I think, out of envy more than anything else. If somebody had a movie and it made a lot of money, that really made them mad. You know, because the important films are the ones that nobody pays any attention to. If people notice your film and pay money to see it, that doesn't really speak well for your reputation as an artiste. You should be offending people. And of course, by that measure, I'm surprised that the film that didn't walk away with all the awards wasn't Mother. Darren Aronofsky's film with Jennifer Lawrence, because that was intentionally designed to inflame and offend people, according to her. That was their excuse anyway. It offended people artistically as well as politically and environmentally. It was one offensive piece of work. And maybe they should have an award for that, because this has now become a political event. Do you see any press? Everybody is talking about the Golden Globes today, but nobody's talking about any of the movies that won, any of the actors or actresses who won awards. Do you know who won awards? I mean, do you care? I mean, typically we would look at that and we would care because that would have a dollar figure attached to it, but nobody cares anymore because this has been, as these awards have become increasingly an opportunity for them to dress up and hand awards to each other as friends, because that's what the Oscars are. The Oscars, you know, they have a few thousand Hollywood people who are members of the Academy who get to vote on this. So it's basically like a big high school popularity contest. Most likely to succeed in a science fiction film. That type of thing. So it has always been a big popularity contest, but it did have economic consequences as well. Consequences for people's careers that were very, very big. And so people used to pay attention to that. But now increasingly, as I said, it's become not just an opportunity for them to dress up and hand awards out to each other and to lecture us, the hoi polloi, on what we should be doing and thinking and acting. Because it's not enough that they act out all of this stuff in a way to try to alter society in the way that they think that it should be run, these L.A. Satanists. No, they have to come on and lecture us politically. And now that has become all that it is. Nobody even cares who won the awards anymore. Nobody even looks at it. And as they're looking at this, the people who have the Oscars, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, are now saying, well, what do we do now that we got rid of Harvey Weinstein? Because he was just one of these guys, and it's a systemic problem, right? Do you think the casting couch has gone away? The casting couch and the perversion of Hollywood has been there from the very beginning. You know, they were just talking about Cleopatra and the fact that it might be remade. And it's been made twice. And I think the first one, if I remember correctly, was Cecil B. DeMille's. We're going to talk about the Cecil B. DeMille's Award coming up with Oprah here in a second. And what they're talking about. But they pointed out that it's been remade, it's been made twice already, the story of Cleopatra. And the one that was done with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, a lot of people thought, oh, that was kind of scandalous. Not really. Not compared to the silent film version. Because that was the days before they had the motion picture code that really reined things back for a couple of decades. They were threatened with censorship by the government, and so they started policing themselves. And it was really pretty rough in the early days because Hollywood has always been Sodom and Gomorrah. Always has been. It has always been filled with prostitutes and pimps because that's what these producers and actresses are. And so when they want to talk about Harvey Weinstein, what are they going to do? Because it is systemic to the industry. It has been there from its inception. They had sex and corruption at the center of Hollywood before they had sound. Now we have to hear them as well as see them. But actually, we don't. We don't have to. I don't care who won these awards. And frankly, Hollywood doesn't care either. You know, they were talking about, and you need to understand what the Golden Globalist Awards are, really. And that's what they should be called, the Golden Globalist, because they put out the idea that this is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And it's really only about 90 people that are supposedly foreign press. People that you've never heard of. People like André Guimond of Canada, who has at times written for the Winnipeg Free Press and Quebec City's La Soleil. I don't know how to pronounce it because I don't speak French. Neither publication has any of his work online. And according to the author of a 2005 Globe and Mail piece that made fun of these representatives, these Hollywood Foreign Press Association representatives, he did write a 1998 article about Bruce Willis in the Winnipeg paper. But other than that, we don't really know if this guy is a journalist that even covers the movies because he's just there. He's part of the Hollywood. The whole The whole thing is a sham from the get-go. As I said, the Oscars, that's about 4,000 or so actors and actresses and people who work in Hollywood who get to vote on this. But the Golden Globes is 90 people, 55 of them from foreign countries. I just mentioned, and I'll just give you some of the people from Canada. That one that I just mentioned, another one is Ray Arco. They say, though, Canada is now the only nation listed next to his name on the website. He appears to have gotten his start in Romania. They don't have the same reverence for him in Canada that they do in Romania. In Romania, they called him legendary. But the Toronto Star once called him a powerful nobody. Powerful because he's part of the Golden Globes establishment here. Another one, Noémie Young. The Canadian press has no love for Young or her fellow members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. The Toronto Star and the Globe and Mail have both run pieces making fun of the unknown writers. And then you've got this person from Russia, Nellie Holmes. That sounds like a good Russian, right? Nellie Holmes has written bylines in the Moscow Times and the St. Petersburg Times, not St. Petersburg, Florida, but St. Petersburg, Russia. So that qualifies Nellie as being a representative from Russia. This whole thing is a fraud. It's a joke. And so you got Seth Meyers out there. Please welcome a president who actually is a stable genius. What a fraud this whole thing is. Because they gave $1 million grants to journalism organizations, like these other ones who don't even have an online presence, perhaps. This is absolutely crazy. And of course, men were totally missing or apologetic in the extreme. But everybody showed up in their black dresses except for one or two individuals. And I have to ask, is this any different from the uniforms that were put on women in the TV series that they love so much, The Handmaid's Tale? You know, everybody had to wear red dresses in that one, and they had to wear kind of a head covering. But it wasn't as oppressive as a Muslim hijab, which these people dearly love. So here they are in a kind of tyranny that is just fine because it isn't coming from men. It is a herd mentality tyranny. It's a tyranny of feminists and activists. And it is virtue signaling telling us that the casting couch is going away. No, it isn't. And neither is the sex and depravity that is going to be flowing out of Hollywood. When we come back, I'm going to play you a little bit of what our next president, they say, Oprah, had to say. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, I want to take a look at Oprah. She had some interesting things to say, but what was more interesting was what NBC and others were saying about Oprah running for president. I'll play you a little bit of a clip of Oprah here in just 1 second. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we still have continued our massive beginning of the year sale, 50% off or more on some products, along with free shipping on the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, including some of our newest products. So take a look at the products that we have as part of our New Year sale. Even things like Super Blue products, our toothpaste and mouthwash, 50% off and free shipping. All right, let's go back to the Golden Globalist Awards. And so I was just pointing out the fraud and of this entire thing. From the very beginning, all of these things are basically a joke. And I think the most interesting thing is that nobody cares what movies or actors or actresses won awards. That is the way these organizations are burning down their businesses. Look at the NFL, for example. The NFL is more interested in protesting the flag and protesting the national anthem and thumbing its noses at the people that are offended by those protests, people who are veterans primarily, but not only veterans are offended by protesting the national anthem and the flag. A lot of people are offended by that. And so they're going to double down on that, even if it burns down their business. And these people in Hollywood are doubling down on it. I've basically quit watching any movies, at least paying for any of them. And, we don't have any services that we pay for them indirectly on either. So I think this is something that they just don't care anymore. They're going to push their political agenda. They're not even going to talk about what movies. It used to be a thing out there to promote individuals, to promote movies. It's not about their business anymore. It's simply about politics and about taking over. And so this kind of focused on Oprah, and NBC said after this, they said, Oprah, our future president. Well, it's like, is it NBC's future president? I don't know. Maybe the U.S.'s future president. You know who really got this right? Was it decades ago? Because Frank Zappa's been dead for a while now. Frank Zappa said, government is the entertainment branch of the military industrial complex. And so there you have it, Oprah Winfrey. Why not? It's going to be just the entertainment branch of the military industrial complex. Here's what Oprah had to say as part of her speech.
And I'm especially proud and inspired by all the women who have felt strong enough and empowered enough to speak up and share their personal stories. So I want tonight to express gratitude to all the women who have endured years of abuse and assault because they, like my mother, had children to feed and bills to pay and dreams to pursue. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power.
Hold it right there. Let's stop this. Let's stop this virtue signaling right on the spot here. If Oprah is going to say that, is Oprah going to call out Anita Hill? Is she going to call out the icon and the founder of feminism, Gloria Steinem? Because both of them virtue signaled just like Oprah Winfrey. Anita Hill tried to get Clarence Thomas out, saying, oh, I was sexually harassed by some of the things that he had to say. And this is awful. This is so typical of men. All men are like Clarence Thomas. No, they hated him because he was a conservative that had libertarian leanings. And he is, quite frankly, the best judge that we've got in the Supreme Court right now. He's not perfect, but he's the best that we've got, I think. And they tried to get him out. And then, within a couple of years, Bill Clinton arrived on the scene, and what he was doing to women, far worse than what most of these people have been accused of. As I said before, at least Bill Cosby gave his victims some anesthesiology, made them pass out. Not Bill Clinton, boy, he left you wide awake, just like a dentist not giving you any anesthesia. And so, what did Anita Hill do? Did she come after Bill Clinton? No, she excused Bill Clinton at the time. She attacked the women, just like Hillary Clinton did. All these virtue-signaling feminists make me want to puke, and Oprah is one of them as well. If Oprah wants to go out and attack these icons of feminism, Anita Hill, Gloria Steinem, and the others who made excuses for Bill Clinton, who just used feminism to advance their political agenda, and that's what she's doing. This is the same identity politics that has come to define the Democrat Party, that defined Hillary Clinton. That's what Oprah Winfrey is pushing right here. Let's go ahead and finish up the rest of her lies.
But their time is up.
Well, there wasn't much there. Okay, their time is up. Their time is up. I think your time is up. I think the time for identity politics is past its sell date, and it is stinking like some old fish. I think we can all smell the stench of identity politics. And that was what was being offered by Oprah Winfrey right there. And the idea that all men are Harvey Weinstein. As I said at the very beginning, Hollywood is looking at this and saying, ooh, we had to do something with Harvey Weinstein, but we can't really clean it up because he's really representative of Harveywood. Harveywood. All these people who knew, they all knew. And we all know that they all knew. And so now they're out there virtue signaling, but using this at the same time, they're not going to clean up that cesspool of Hollywood. The people who have, quite frankly, pushed this sexual revolution that is responsible for the deprivation, depravity of these individuals towards women. These powerful individuals who are pushing that, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to reform themselves. They're going to tell us that all men are evil. All men are created evil. That's the new, that's the new credo, the declaration of feminism. All men are created evil. And we need people like Oprah to get them back in line. That could be her campaign slogan. You know, Hillary had the one, I'm with her, and that's all men are created evil. I think that should be, that's a winning slogan. I think that's definitely a winning slogan. We're going to talk when we, actually, let's do it right now. Let's talk a little bit about what happened with Steve Bannon. Because now Steve Bannon has essentially unmasked himself. And as I said last week, I said I thought that the president should have been quiet about Steve Bannon. I didn't say he should be quiet about attacking the book. I thought he should have vociferously attacked this fake book. He is now. And after about 48 hours, Sarah Sanders came out the White House press corps and started attacking the veracity of Michael Wolff because he doesn't have any. He's not believable. He's not credible. The guy weaves a tapestry of lies. You don't know which things he says are true, which ones are false. And of course, he's going to put true stuff in so that you'll believe the lies that are there. And he's out front about his agenda, which I said very first day. I said, look, this is about a guy who has a political bias that comes from Manhattan. I mean, he's a Manhattan gossip columnist who has written an anti-Trump book. And I said, I couldn't believe, and I was really surprised, I could not believe that Steve Bannon would be so stupid as to say that stuff. Yeah, it looks like people reporting he had this agenda where he wanted to see himself as the king. He wanted to see himself running, maybe even in 2020, for president. But it absolutely made no sense to do it this way. No sense whatsoever. To try to take down Trump and to do it with lies. Because, as I said, you know, just attack the book's author and his credibility, because every book that he has written, all the subjects of the book have attacked him for making stuff up. He's admitted. He just makes it up. Yeah, I just kind of get the gist of it, and then I throw all this stuff together. And so it wasn't convincing for me that Steve Bannon sounded like Steve Bannon to many people who knew him. He actually had to say it. As I've said before, you can sound like somebody, and a good fiction author is going to make this person sound like that, right? If they're going to write a fiction book on some historical figure, they're going to find the voice of that historical figure and put it through there. But now Bannon has come out, and he apologized, but not really. And so now you have a situation. I said Trump should have been quiet. Bannon should have, about Bannon, Bannon should have come out immediately and said, I didn't say that, and distanced himself with that. We played the clips from 60 Minutes where he said there was absolutely nothing to the Russian collusion investigation, and he was right about that. And so I said he should say that this is a lie or explain it and apologize that it was mistaken, apologize even for talking to this idiot. That's where the incompetence came from. That was more incompetent to talk to Michael Wolff than for anybody to talk to Natalia Veselnitskaya. That was far less incompetent than talking to Michael Wolff. Michael Wolff had a very long record, and they should have known that. Now, he came out and he said, my support is unwavering for the president and his agenda. President Trump was the only candidate that could have taken on and defeated the Clinton apparatus. I am the only person to date to conduct a global effort to preach the message of Trump and Trumpism. Again, his ego, front and center. Really? Is he the only person to preach that globally? I don't think so. And then he tumbles down and says, I was aiming those comments at Paul Manafort. That misdirection is going to be seen for what it is.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years, because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're just talking about Steve Bannon. And his apology was too little too late. And in it, he continued to keep his ego out front as well as to try to throw somebody else under the bus. Paul Manafort. Again, arranging everybody into a circular firing squad is not a good idea. Let's keep focused on who the enemies are. The enemies are not these people that were working with him. These people who might get more of the spotlight than he. Saying, I'm the only person to conduct a global effort to preach the message of Trump and Trumpism. That simply isn't true either. And the idea that he would say that it was treasonous and beyond stupid and saying, well, now, you know, it was reported that I said that about Don Trump Jr., but I was really saying that about Paul Manafort. Well, that was a stupid comment. I'll tell you what was stupid and disloyal was to talk to Michael Wolff. And now that he has come out and admitted that, because he was in a tight position. That's why it was really, I think, incumbent on him to come out immediately and say where he stood on this. Because having said those comments, he was contradicting himself and what he had said publicly and what he'd said in the Charlie Rose interview. And so when he comes out and says this, I regret my delay in responding to the inaccurate reporting. It has diverted attention from the president's historical accomplishments. Yes, exactly. That was exactly the point. And your failure to reply to that has doubled that down. But where are they going with this? And why was it stupid not to push that back? And why was it stupid to even say it in the first place? Because as Alan Dershowitz has pointed out, as I pointed out, there's no reason for anybody in the White House to get upset about the comments of Steve Bannon saying that it was treasonous and stupid and so forth. Because it wasn't. Alan Dershowitz has pointed out that there is nothing unusual or criminal about getting opposition research on your opponent. All politicians do it. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, I've got some information about criminal activity that your opponent was involved in, of course you would talk to them. And there's nothing criminal in that. The only thing that, and he's pointed out, it wouldn't even be criminal if, for example, she had given them dirt on Hillary Clinton, which she didn't do. If she had given them something that they could use and they used it, and then after taking office, they were to give her something that she wanted. Let's say that it was repeal of the Magnitsky Act, if that's really what she wanted. Well, unless that was a quid pro quo, it still wouldn't be illegal. It might be politically damaging from an ethics standpoint for people to look at that, but it wasn't illegal. And so that is the key thing. And Alan Dershowitz has something else to say here about this tack, which I think is really the thrust of the book. Remember, Roger Stone said there's plan A, which is to take Trump out, saying there was some kind of Russian collusion, to begin an investigation so they can go through and try to find financial crimes or create process crimes to take down people as they did General Flynn. Plan B was to come after Trump to say that he wasn't mentally competent. He wasn't mentally stable. I think that is the real purpose of this book. Because they don't have anything with the Russian investigation. They can't prove anything. And if they don't get any process crimes, they've got nothing. So this is actually really plan B. And we have an article on InfoWars. Alan Dershowitz says the Democrats declaring that Trump is mentally ill is straight out of the communist playbook. He warns that Democrats attempting to declare Trump mentally unfit to hold office is straight out of the communist playbook of brutal regimes like the Soviet Russia, who repressed and imprisoned political dissidents by declaring them to be mentally ill. The psychiatrist now, he says, who are trying to diagnose Trump without ever having met the man. And again, remember, we had the Goldwater Act, which said never again. Well, we have, and this is the American Psychiatry or Psychiatrist Association saying, we're going to consider that to be unethical if you're going to get on television and diagnose somebody you've never even met. And we'll have more about this story when we come back. Stay with us.
on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Dr. Jerome Corsi of InfoWars is going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk about what is happening in investigations in Washington, investigations into the Clinton Foundation for pay and play. And that's precisely what we're talking about here, whether or not there was anything at all in this fire and fury. You know, we talk about people talking about QAnon predicting things that are going to happen. He's got nothing on Shakespeare. I mean, 450 years ago, Shakespeare had fire and fury down to a T, as I pointed out on Friday. It's a tale told by an idiot, full of sound bites and fury and signifying nothing. I'd say sound bites would be the only change that you'd have to make today. But again, this is a book that is fiction. It is not credible, but it will be used and is being used to push the idea that Trump is not mentally incompetent. I want to play for you what Van Jones had to say about this, based on the book. This, they believe, this fake book, they think, validates this. Here's Van Jones.
Up to the midterms.
Can I say something about the unfitness question, though? Because, listen, it's not 100%. But in any other situation, if 50% of the people around a president were concerned that he was not fit to do the job, that would be a global emergency. I think we have, sometimes we just adapt to the absurdity here. The fact that anybody close to the president has those concerns. And there's now a movement among psychiatrists and other people to figure out, how do we intervene here? What can we possibly do? Because we could look back a year from now and say the warning signs were there and we did not do enough.
This makes me want to holler.
Yeah, I was going to
say. It really does. I don't forget that LBJ used to do White House meetings on the toilet. All right. The idea that this president is somehow, you know, unfit for office is spin. It's designed to be the new Russia investigation for 2018, with the Russia investigation going to be behind us soon. But now they're moving into the 25th Amendment. This is craziness.
But I want to ask about this because.
Yeah, let's talk about how crazy that is. Because what you've got here is on the basis of a fake book. And I'm not going to spend any more time telling you about Michael Wolff. If you want to know about Michael Wolff, I spent a great deal of time last Thursday and Friday talking about who this guy is and what his background is. So based on this web of fiction told by a guy that even people within the Obama administration, who had been the subject of previous books of his, called him a sleazebag, said nobody should credit any of the stuff that he has. So based on that, Van Jones is saying, hey, we got this book. And we've got psychiatrists who, by the way, haven't examined President Trump. And so on the basis of that, we should all be very concerned. And maybe we don't need 100%. Maybe we need 50%. Or maybe we need 25%. Or maybe we need just one person out there to say something like this. And Alan Dershowitz called these people on this particular witch hunt, saying this is straight out of the Communist Party and authoritarian regime's playbook. What do they do? People in Stalinist Russia and the Soviet Russia would say, you oppose the government? You must be crazy to do that, comrade. Yeah, and they would put you into an insane asylum. Because only a crazy person would complain about the government and the Soviet Union. Dershowitz said, these psychiatrists who are trying to diagnose without ever having met the man. That's what they did in Russia. I represented dissidents who they locked up in mental hospitals. That's what they did in China. That's what they did in apartheid South Africa. He said the idea of diagnosing Trump instead of opposing him politically poses an enormous danger to democracy. Very, very important. Because Dershowitz has said on most issues, I mean, this guy's a liberal Democrat from the Northeast. And he says on most issues, he remains a Democrat. He opposes Trump on most of these issues. But he has said before that this whole Russia investigation, because there is nothing there, regardless of what Steve Bannon said to impress this author, there is nothing treasonous or stupid about meeting with somebody to get information about your opponents. Only if it was pay for play, if there was quid pro quo, would it have been a crime. And there wasn't. So they didn't even get anything. So it couldn't be a pay for play, right? It couldn't have been, oh, give me some dirt on Hillary and I'll do a favor for you. Well, they didn't do any favors for them and they didn't get anything from them in the first place. So there's nothing there. But Dershowitz has said to criminalize politics is what is really dangerous. You've got a big political difference with Trump. You don't like Trump. So you're going to try to do a witch hunt investigation, which is what this special persecution is about. It is not a prosecution. It's not a special prosecutor. We don't have a special prosecutor law. But hey, they're the federales. They don't need no stinking badges and they don't need no stinking laws, right? They can do whatever they want. The special prosecutor law was allowed to expire in 1998 because they said this is going to be a witch hunt. We've already seen how this works out. But then nobody liked the way that it worked out with Bill Clinton, so they let it expire. So now we don't have any controlling authority here. And this is the troubling thing, along with the moves by Sessions to come after Pot, indicates that Sessions doesn't really care about having any legal authority for what he does as Attorney General. So let's just call him General, because there isn't anything about the law in any of this stuff. He doesn't care if he has legal authority to override the powers of the states and the referendum of the people. He doesn't have any power for that, but he didn't care about that. He doesn't have any authorization or special prosecutor law, but he didn't care about that either. And so we don't have any checks or balances on this thing. At least when we had a law, there was a procedure. You would have somebody go to the attorney general and say, hey, a crime has been committed. I don't think it can be done fairly because the political situation's involved here. So we need to have a special prosecutor. We'd say, all right, if he agreed. And then he would appoint a three-judge panel. That three-judge panel would then appoint the special prosecutor. And he would report to them and do it on a three-month basis. And each 3 months, they would look and see what he had collected, see if they were going to continue on with this or if this was basically nothing here. But, of course, there is an open-ended thing here where Mueller never has to report to anybody. And nobody can shut this down without being accused of being a tyrant by the opposition. So Dershowitz has said, we are criminalizing our political differences here. And now he is saying, this is part two here, plan B, is to diagnose your political opponent as mentally ill, the same tactics that authoritarian regimes have always used throughout history, to diagnose your opponent as mentally ill so you don't have to, so you can take him out. You don't have to defeat him at the ballot box. You just tell lies about him. And as I said before, this was done to Barry Goldwater. And on the basis of that, the psychiatry trade organizations said, we are going to consider that to be unethical if you diagnose a public figure and do it publicly without ever having examined that individual. That is malpractice. And it is malpractice. It's malpractice of medicine. It's malpractice of politics. It is a terrible way for us to proceed. Anybody who sees President Trump, especially when he is interacting with people in a press conference, you know that there is no problem. So it is just as absurd, just as empty as the accusations about the Russian collusion investigation. But that's not going to stop them from doing this. As a matter of fact, we've got enough time that we can play the clip, get video clip number four of what President Trump says about the collusion. Because coming up, we have Dr. Jerome Corsi, and he's going to talk about how they're finally going on the offense against the Clinton Foundation. But here's what President Trump had to say about collusion.
but everything that I've done is 100%. That's what I do, is I do things proper. And, you know, I guess the collusion now is dead, because everyone found that after a year of study, there's been absolutely no collusion. There has been no collusion between us and the Russians. Now, there has been collusion between Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the Russians. Unfortunately, you people don't cover that very much, but the only collusion is between Hillary and the Russians, and the DNC and the Russians, and one of those things. Okay, any other questions?
Also, there is collusion between the Democrat Party and Hillary and the leaders of the FBI and the National Surveillance State. And that's the thing that concerns me the most. As we look at what's going on with Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, I thought it was interesting that WikiLeaks published a posted a link to the manuscript in PDF form to basically undercut the sales and the income for this liar. I thought that was great. They've taken it down now, and of course, as others had said, it was kind of ironic that they put it up on they chose a Google Drive to host it, because it was going to be taken down, just like Amazon's been taking down any critical reviews of the book. We'll be right back with Jerome
Corsi. Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus, and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be joining us to talk about pay for play and the Clinton Foundation, how that is collapsing around them. We have a lot of headlines that we've not yet gotten to. Things like Senate Judiciary Committee is saying that there is evidence of a crime committed by Christopher Steele. They say he lied to federal investigators. Should that be a crime? Well, they're saying it's a big, serious crime. For Michael Flynn, wouldn't it be a crime if Christopher Steele did the same thing? Now, I don't think that that should be a law that the way they apply this, and we've talked about this before, especially in the case of General Flynn, you don't get any warning that you're being deposed. You're not put under oath. You don't know that this is an investigation, that they're searching for something or whatever. But if they find you in any kind of a factual error, no matter how small, they can come after you for a major crime of lying to a federal agent, and that's not limited to the FBI. And so you have a situation where Senators Grassley and Graham believe that Christopher Steele has lied to federal authorities. But, of course, he's going to get a pass because he's with the other side that never gets scrutinized. So we're going to talk about that as well as what's going on with the Clinton Foundation and the calls for Attorney General Sessions to step down from the House Freedom Caucus. A very strong letter that they wrote. Before we do that, before we get to Dr. Jerome Corsi, I just want to remind you of the products we still have on sale. Our New Year's extended specials. They're selling out fast, but we still have a lot of our most popular products available at 50% off plus free shipping. Here's some of those. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12, all of those, 50% off plus free shipping. And we also have some of our newest products, The Real Red Pill, Cell Force, Alpha Power, all of those, 50% off with free shipping. A great time to try those new products, a great time to stock up on the really popular ones, even including things like Super Blue, our toothpaste and mouthwash product. It doesn't have fluoride in it, but it does have the good halogen, iodine, and it has nano silver to combat the bacteria that causes gum disease. It leads to tooth loss and can even lead to heart disease. So give those things a try if you haven't. If you have and you like them, now is a great time to stock up many items, 50% off or more, along with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, joining us now is Dr. Jerome Corsi, our Washington correspondent for InfoWars. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Corsi.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Hillary Clinton as these things are starting to come back against them. I played the clip a little bit earlier where Trump said, hey, this collusion investigation is absolutely dead. There's absolutely nothing to see there unless we start to look at the collusion between Hillary Clinton and the Russians and the collusion between the DNC, I would add, and the FBI, although he didn't say that. I think there is collusion that is quite obvious between the DNC and the FBI. We got a little bit of a feedback issue here going on.
Yeah, okay? I'm getting texted with all kinds of messages right now. It's been a very, very busy morning. I've been back and forth with the Q group all night, and it's been a ongoing discussion, which we'll catch up with in a minute. But let me deal first of all with this entire Clinton pay-to-play scheme. I think there's a lot going on in the Justice Department, and right now I think Jeffrey Sessions' control of the Department of Justice has never been more in question, and there's building pressure from Congress and the Freedom Caucus for him to step down, because I think Congress is ramping up the pressure to have serious investigations. I mean, look, Congress over the weekend basically called, Grassley called for there to be criminal investigations of Christopher Steele and the entire Fusion GPS. You yes. have both House Intel and Judiciary, as well as the comparable committees in the Senate, ramping up to do a whole series of interviews. And, you know, shockingly, Sessions said at the end of last week that McCabe, who was compromised because his wife got about, you know, $750 million from Terry McAuliffe and the Democrats to run for a state Senate position.
Yeah, $750,000, yes.
$750,000. And yeah. So, you know, you basically got a situation where Jeff Sessions is under tremendous pressure because the president and the Congress want a serious investigation of the Clinton Foundation, including the pay-to-play schemes that we've been talking about and writing about for years. My mm-hmm. book, Partners in Crime on the Clinton Foundation Scams, Charles Ortel, has been a major subject that Alex has covered on InfoWars. And now we add into it all the coup d'etat attempts against the president with the pressure building to investigate Fusion GPS, to investigate the Democratic Party collusion with Russia, especially since this whole narrative that Trump colluded with Russia has really collapsed. There's nothing yes. there. There's no evidence.
And what we saw, and I had you on to talk about this as well, the end of the year, that executive order that came out quietly on December the 21st, saying that they were going to come after people that were involved in human trafficking and in corruption, if they had any involvement with foreign entities, whether it was individuals or whether it was groups. And then they listed specifically 13 individuals, six of whom had very close connections to the Clinton Foundation. So this looks like the teeth to defund the Clinton Foundation. It looked very much like a type of laying the foundation like a RICO statute that they would use to go after an organized crime family, taking their money first and then the prosecution, which I don't agree with, but it is a tactic that I would expect to see, especially from Attorney General Sessions or somebody advising President Trump like Rudy Giuliani, that they would treat them like a mafia family. They would try to use the same devices that they had used successfully to get convictions against the mafia.
Well, that whole executive order, and I talked about that extensively as soon as it came out, mm-hmm. was, I think, a groundbreaking and a threshold-changing event.
Yes.
Because what you see is that the president signed this executive order on human rights violations, saying that the Treasury could confiscate the assets of those involved in human rights violations. And in the body of the executive order, the president declared that we are in a state of emergency. In other words, mm-hmm. essentially declared martial law over human trafficking. Now, this should send shudders through the Clintons and the others who've been involved in, you know, various levels, including Haiti, and what we know to have been human trafficking.
Yes.
I really at that point grabbed on the QAnon said that Eric Schmidt's resigning the same day the executive order was signed, resigning from Alphabet, which is really the parent of Google, was a related event. And then we looked through and I started decoding the QAnon messages, and it was very clear that Eric Schmidt was noticed by Q as funding both the CrowdStrike, which was the first attempt to pin the Podesta leaks of emails on Russia.
All right, hang on, Dr. Corsi. We got to take a hard break here. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. We'll get a little bit deeper into this. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi about the change in terms of directions. As President Trump had said, there is no collusion. They've investigated this for a year. The real collusion is between Hillary Clinton and the Russians, and I would say between Hillary Clinton and the FBI and others. That's why we need to have a special prosecutor of these people, because they won't investigate her. Even when Comey finds that she has committed multiple felony violations in terms of national security, says, but we're not going to prosecute her because that would not be in the interest of the American public. But we have seen, as we were just discussing with Dr. Corsi, the December the 21st executive order saying that they were going to come after individuals, organizations, both international and those here domestically who had been involved with them, that were involved in human trafficking and corruption. And of course, one of the individuals that was listed in that memo was Dan Gerstler, to give you an example. There was the pardon by Bill Clinton, which looked like pay for play. Everybody said it was, but there wasn't anybody in Washington or the FBI that would come after the Clintons at that time. But Mark Rich, who was pardoned by Bill Clinton, had given $450,000 to the Clinton Library, and then in exchange, he got a pardon. Now, he was a guy who had founded a mining company called Glencore. Glencore has also been involved in a lot of crime and corruption, especially with an individual that was mentioned in this executive order, Dan Gerstler. And the day that this executive order came out, mentioning Dan Gerstler, Glencore, which had been connected to, was founded by Mark Rich, broke its connections with Dan Gerstler. Now, as we were going to break, Dr. Corsi was talking about the resignation of Eric Schmidt on that very same day. And so the question is, Dr. Corsi, did QAnon, when he did he imply or did he state that Eric Schmidt was involved in human trafficking?
What QAnon stated was very typically cryptic, but very clear. He stated Eric Schmidt's resignation on the date of the executive order was no coincidence. In other words, the two were related. And since the subject of the executive order is human rights trafficking, we've got to assume that there's knowledge in there that in the Q group or in Q that, in fact, is going to be a tie. I mean, clearly the tie with Eric Schmidt and the Russian collusion is clear because Eric Schmidt funded CrowdStrike, which was the first attempt by the Democrats to examine the leak of the DNC emails and Podesta's emails to WikiLeaks, and CrowdStrike said that they could find traces that it was a Russian hack that was funded. You know, Google put $100 million into CrowdStrike. Well, then it turned out that it wasn't a Russian hack, that in fact the evidence was building that it was a leak because of the timestamps, the metadata of DNC emails were downloaded so quickly it could not have been a Russian operation.
That's right. That was put out by William Binney and others who have the technical expertise to know that. And he was very clear about the basis for what he did with that. But I would also point out that, you know, if he thinks that there is a connection between Eric Schmidt, it doesn't necessarily imply human trafficking because the executive order is also about corruption in general. So it's not simply about human trafficking.
Yeah, and we don't have a connection at this point with Eric Schmidt and human trafficking. I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, and that's the thing that's difficult about QAnon, is because unlike WikiLeaks, it puts out documents that make it very clear. We can always, that's why I like WikiLeaks, because it's such a trustworthy source. They put out the actual documents. So you can see what Hillary Clinton is saying in her own words, in her own documents. That's very important. It's a different thing when we get something that's kind of implicit that requires interpretation, because then that kind of leaves us hanging out there if we make the wrong kind of interpretations, doesn't it?
Well, even with the WikiLeaks, there's interpretation required. And over the weekend, in fact, for the past few days, I've been getting very much closer to the moderators who are running the QAnon site. And I've done a series now of decodes to make it clear what QAnon is saying. And these decodes appear to be, by and large, correct. I mean, there's a few mistakes in them, but QAnon is responding and recognizing the group, the moderators at the 8chan, the strike. And I'm quite confident that QAnon's messages, when you read my decodes, are very clear and very direct and very much in conformity with what Julian Assange had released in the WikiLeaks documents. Now, it's pretty clear to me that the WikiLeaks documents were leaked by Seth Rich. And that's, again, what both Julian Assange has said that, and QAnon have implied that. So,
and we had a former British ambassador who had specifically said long ago, and Julian Assange had gotten very angry with him. He said, "I went to America. I was handed those documents by an inside whistleblower." So he had said that. Julian Assange said, "This is no state actor involved." We've had William Binney, the NSA whistleblower, whose credibility is sterling, saying, "Here's the technical analysis that we did. These files could not have been transferred. There isn't sufficient time for this amount of file to transfer in this timestamp. So it was something that's put on a thumb drive and handed to somebody." So all that comes together again. The things that Julian Assange said. So it does look like it was something that was done with Seth Rich, as Julian Assange said, hey, we put a bounty out there to try to get information about that. In that interview, where he also said, we're very concerned because a lot of our people get killed. It's a very dangerous thing. And are you implying that Seth Rich was killed? And then he kind of hedged back. But that's clearly what he was implying.
Yes, and I'm vouching here for the authenticity of the Q posts. I've come to the conclusion that they are authentic. It is someone very close to the president. Over the weekend, Q posted photographs, even from Camp David, of President Trump's fountain pen and the desk at the Camp David. There were coordinated messages that occurred all on Sunday between QAnon and President Trump's tweets. The QAnon was signaling as they were occurring to the moderators of the QAnon group. I mean, this now has taken a whole new level of seriousness, and QAnon has moved from posting on the 8chan calm before the storm to the 8chan the storm. And I believe the intensity of Donald Trump's, I've said from the beginning, 2018 will be the year of Donald Trump's counterattack, and the counterattack is shaping up. If Jeff Sessions is not going to play a positive role, he's going to be replaced. We're going to have a Department of Justice Inspector General's report that I think may lead to a new special prosecutor to investigate the Democrats. And I think we're on the verge of Congress pushing for criminal investigations, not limited to Fusion GPS, but you've got a whole series of FBI and Department of Justice officials, including McCabe and others, who should be seriously worried. The Strozik, who put forward all of these emails, 10,000 messages with his lover, Lisa Page, plotting to use as insurance all of this Russian collusion, suggesting removing Donald from office should he watch. I mean, this coup d'etat material, and QAnon, I believe, is an intelligence source that I've now had enough time to verify, and with me working as closely as I plan to work with the QAnon moderators, you're going to find that, who actually came on and were interviewed by Alex, I believe, last week, and I think you're going to find that InfoWars is going to have a very direct pipeline to being able to broadcast and show my decodes of the QAnon. And I did a tape with Tracy, who's one of the inner circle of the QAnon group, which I'm going to ask that we post on InfoWars this morning. So I've had some work product from this weekend that advances the QAnon story, I think, to a really new and more authenticated level than it has ever been.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see those developments as they come. And again, you've got an article that's going to be coming out. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Corsi. And stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with the 10th Amendment, the other part about Jeff Sessions. You know, I'm almost kind of sad to see him go, because I want to have this fight over the Constitution, this whole idea that the 10th Amendment doesn't apply anymore. I think we should have that fight. So only for that reason, I would like to see Jeff Sessions say, other than that, I think he needs to go, just long enough that we can have that fight. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we'll have that fight when we return. I'm David Knight.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
No more free passes for the Clinton Foundation. That's the headline, Zero Hedge. Talking about how the new probes into email fraud and charity fraud are not going to simply go away this time. Because they're starting to roll this up, as we've just heard from Dr. Jerome Corsi, as they are moving ahead. I want to go into detail with some of the things that a couple of individuals in the Senate have mentioned over the last couple of days, as well as what the House Freedom Caucus has said in an editorial that appeared on a paper, and what they questioned in terms of this investigation. But when we go back and look at it, remember we've had Charles Ortel on a couple of times, and even without this latest move that I think was connected very closely to the Clintons, this executive order, December 21st, talking about human trafficking and corruption, either one of those, they could come after these people. And, of course, it's a target-rich environment, isn't it, with the Clinton Foundation on those two issues. As Charles Ortel has pointed out, they have just waved their hands and never really filed any of the paperwork with the IRS or gotten approval. They didn't really need to. There wasn't anybody in the FBI that was going to come after them, right? And as this article is pointing out, the public filings of Clinton charities, both inside and outside the United States, are in for some tough questioning. You know, when I had Charles Ortel on, he said, look, if they're not a qualified charitable organization, if they haven't filed the paperwork, if they haven't gotten approval, the IRS can roll back those tax deductions, and they can come after the organizations like the Gates Foundation that gave them that money. They can pull that money back from the Gates Foundation along with penalties, along with interest, a massive amount of money that we're talking about, and something that could pull down some of these globalist structures that are feeding into the Clinton Foundation. They said, for example, there's no evidence that the IRS provided final approval to the Clinton Foundation to, quote, fight HIV/AIDS internationally, unquote, as a tax-exempt purpose by November the 18th, 2004, the date that the Presidential Archive was officially donated. That November 18th, 2004 agreement is nowhere to be found today on the Clinton Foundation website. So they said, oh yeah, you know, we got that. We are a charitable organization that fights AIDS internationally. And yet, they've now removed that because they never got that, most likely. There's nothing on their website. There's nothing in public filings, despite the fact that the charities had more than 13 years of widespread solicitation across state and national boundaries to collect money on that basis. And they've been using telephones, mail, and the internet. That's fraud. That's corruption. That's something that could shut them down. At the very least, you know, we're probably never going to get a situation where you're going to get your wish come true and we're going to see Hillary Clinton in jail. Probably ain't going to happen. But we can see her defanged because we can see her defunded. And that's really what I think is coming. And then talking about the same things that Charles Ortel talked about, the investigations in France that may very well be reopened. And, of course, the key thing to reopening all this is what we learned from the FBI whistleblower on Uranium One. And the timeline that is there, saying, I was talking to them a year and a half before Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration approved all of this stuff. And so they knew that there was corruption, but they went ahead with the Uranium One deal. And then they put a gag order on me. Then they threatened me with prison if I were to talk about it. And so now we have, as which has just come out, judge has denied Fusion GPS' request to cancel a subpoena for the bank records. In other words, they want to know who paid Fusion GPS, who funded this dossier that they believe was the basis for the search warrant. This thing completely collapses if they can get the bank records to show that it was the DNC that was paying for this dirty dossier, the fake fiction. A federal judge denied a request by Fusion GPS to quash a subpoena for its bank records that would force the firm, that will now force the firm, to hand over the records central to the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian interference with the election. So who filed that? Who was that the basis, as many people have believed? That's why we have a FISA judge who has recused himself. And when we look at what's going on in the House committee, I think that is a lot of what is behind the letter to have Sessions step down. Because these individuals, Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, guys that are solid, that are honest, that really want to get to the bottom of this, that are investigating this, they're very upset about this. They wrote an op-ed piece on the Washington Examiner Thursday calling on Sessions to step down, saying that by recusing himself from this investigation, he has crippled his ability to direct the agency effectively. And, of course, there's a lot of things that are being done as well. And here's the questions that they had there. As we see this fake narrative come out, they believe, as I do, I think, that I think I'm speaking for them, but I believe that they think that this was all predicated on a FISA search warrant, and that FISA search warrant was based on the dirty dossier, and the dirty dossier was funded by Trump's political opponents. The whole thing would collapse then, House of Cards, Kevin Spacey style, if this were to come out. And so they have a couple of questions. Number one, if George Papadopoulos was central to the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign, and remember why this all came up. This was something that came out during the Christmas holidays. They said, oh, it was George Papadopoulos, this guy that nobody in the Trump team had ever heard of. He met with a Australian ambassador and was bragging about his Russian connections. He had Russian connections to a guy who was his mirror image, both of them a couple of fraudsters, inflating their resume, and trying to get jobs based on the inflated resume. But they said, okay, well, you're telling everybody that this is all based not on the dirty dossier, but that it was based on the fact that George Papadopoulos talked to an Australian ambassador. Well, if that is the case, if Papadopoulos was central to the FBI's investigation. Then why did the FBI wait more than 6 months to interview him? And then in late January, and then again in February? Question number two, if he was so critical to the investigation, in other words, if he was the basis of this, instead of this dirty dossier fiction that we're trying to see who funded Fusion GPS, if Papadopoulos was so critical to the investigation, why did the FBI get a FISA warrant on Carter Page, not on Papadopoulos, in the summer of 2016, if Papadopoulos was the alleged central player? Question number three, if Papadopoulos was key to a collusion investigation and evidence existed supporting that claim, why would Bruce Orr, the former Department of Justice official who was married to Fusion GPS's investigator, why would that guy meet with Christopher Steele, author of the so-called Trump dossier hired by the Clinton campaign before and after the election? By the way, folks, these are rhetorical questions that are put out there. You know the answer. you know the answer. You know that it doesn't have anything to do with George Papadopoulos and the Australian ambassador. It has everything to do with a FISA warrant that was based on the dirty dossier. They go on to say, why would former FBI Director James Comey brief President Obama and President-elect Trump on the contents of the Russian dossier, but not do the same thing on the campaign staffer's alleged collusion? Right? Because remember, Comey went to Trump and said, hey, we've got this dirty dossier. And Trump said, rat these guys out. Wrap this up. Get these guys who put this stuff out there. That's an absolute total lie. And finally, question number five. Why won't the FBI answer questions from Congress on this topic? Yeah, why are they stonewalling the congressional committee? So that's why you need to have a special prosecutor into this. You have special prosecutors because you can't get the establishment, the Department of Justice and the FBI, to properly investigate themselves or their friends. So why do they continue to refuse transparency on whether the FBI paid Christopher Steele for the Russian dossier? Why won't they tell us if they paid for that? We in Congress have asked them repeatedly to tell us what was in the application they took to the FISA court to get a warrant for spying on the Trump campaign. Did they use the dossier in their application? This demands an answer. I think you just got the answer in those rhetorical five questions there. And they concluded, Jim Jordan and Meadows, they concluded that Sessions has lost control of this investigation. I would say he lost control when he began a special prosecution without any prosecution law, special prosecutor law, as I've said over and over again. Attorney generals need to have respect for the law and for the Constitution. We're going to talk about it in the next hour, what's going on with the 10th Amendment. But this is what Jordan and Meadows said and why they called on Sessions to resign. They said, Attorney General Jeff Sessions has recused himself from the Russia investigation, but it would appear that he has no control at all of the premier law enforcement agency in the world. It is time for Sessions to start managing in a spirit of transparency to bring all of this improper behavior to light and to stop further violations. If he can't address this issue immediately, then we have one final question needing an answer. When is it time for a new attorney general? And Jim Jordan and Meadows said, sadly, the answer is now. The answer is now. So as we see that happening, as we see Christopher Steele now being accused by Senators Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham saying, hey, he lied to federal authorities. Remember that whole thing about Flynn? Why is that not being applied to Christopher Steele? Well, that's a rhetorical question as well, isn't it? That does not need an answer. We have answered this many, many times. Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about consumer electronics, smart cities, and the 10th Amendment.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality
InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Got a lot of subjects to cover in this next hour. We're going to talk about the CDC running drills coming up in January. Of course, there is a drill that began actually about a week ago on Tuesday last week called Dark Winter. And I talked about that before. Dark Winter that was run about 10 weeks before 9/11 was about a biological terror event. And, of course, the people that they fingered as being the suspects in that were the same people that they came after on 9/11, that they waved the finger at, including Saddam Hussein, who, according to their official story, had nothing to do with the skyscrapers, the three skyscrapers that collapsed in their footprint after two of them were hit by a plane, something we'd never seen before or since, a skyscraper just collapsing into its footprint, something that they were designed to not have that happen. But nevertheless, I thought it was interesting that they had first responders, other people that are part of continuity of government, continuity of operations, COOP, that were involved in that first drill, Dark Winter. And then as we saw an anonymous source, an anonymous intelligence source out of South Korea saying, hey, we have noticed that there is anthrax antibodies with some of these soldiers who have made their way into South Korea from North Korea. So we're concerned that they are working on an anthrax weapon, and maybe they're going to deliver it by missile. I thought, you know, that's kind of suspicious. I mean, I can see somebody doing a nuclear missile. I can see them doing a EMP pulse to wreak havoc on the electric infrastructure, but to deliver anthrax by missile, that doesn't really seem to be a very effective way to do it. You've kind of put your fingerprints on it, inviting a full-blown attack if you're to do that. So if that were to be the way that this was done, and in light of the fact that the first Dark Winter exercise was one that posited a biological terrorist attack, although in that case it was smallpox, they did hint at anthrax as well with that. So the whole thing looked a little bit suspicious to me. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as Jeff Sessions on his crusade against the Constitution and the 10th Amendment, and how maybe this time he has bit off more than he can chew. And I think this is a good fight to have, because this is something that people both left and right need to look at, and that is the Constitution. Understand that we will not be governed by men. We will be governed by law. And the men who created the Constitution were very concerned about human nature, about the corruption and the tyranny that comes when you have very powerful individuals that are not accountable to any law. That means that they're not accountable to anyone. They can do as they wish. And that's precisely what we have in Washington right now. So this is something that might wake people up on the left. And I think it's going to be a lost opportunity if conservatives don't get involved with this to wake people up on both the left and the right. So we'll talk about that, as well as what's going on in the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. It begins tomorrow. This year, for the first time, they're talking about Agenda 21. well, they don't call it Agenda 21, but it is Agenda 21, and it is the UN Agenda for Sustainability, the UN Agenda 2030 for sustainability. It's about smart cities, is what they're saying. And if you're dumb enough to fall for the idea of smart cities, you deserve to be a slave. You have the mentality of a slave. This is something that has been going on for quite some time, and the two subjects, both prohibition of marijuana, and of course the bigger issue of drug prohibition in general, and the idea of smart cities, both of those are United Nations agendas. They were created by the United Nations, and then they have American politicians who enact them verbatim. That is the source of both of these things. That's where they are tied together. So we're going to connect those dots. We're going to talk about those specific issues, and we're going to broaden it out to connect those dots when we come back. So stay with us. I'm David Nutt.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Nutt.
Welcome back. You know, we got a lot of back and forth with North Korea. I had Scott Adams on last week, and he said, you know, there's a lot of people who are very concerned about President Trump. Talking about how he's got a button too. His is bigger. His works. And again, that was a joke that the New York Times did not get. The New York Times, there isn't any button on his desk. It's like, well, it seemed to have the desired effect on Kim Jong-un. He's now reaching out to South Korea, something that he hasn't done in the past. There have been attempts by South Korea to try to reach out and talk to them. Those never materialized. But now he's saying, hey, we'd like to come to your party, the Olympics. Could we come to your party? I wonder if they've got anybody that has been prepared to compete. Nevertheless, they did say that they were going to start opening up talks for the first time in a very, very long time in the Peace Village. That's the one town that's inside the demilitarized zone. And that they had reopened the hotline between the two countries. So you could be, you could look at this and say, well, at the very least, he's trying to make peace with South Korea to drive a wedge between South Korea and us. Or maybe he is paying attention to the fact that we do have a bigger button that works. But at the same time, we're now seeing from multiple media organizations, mainstream as well as conservative libertarian organizations like WND, Breitbart, talking about the CDC preparing for a nuclear attack. And I find this to be very concerning in terms of past history, as I said before, and I mentioned this at the end of the year, Dark winter was something that we had that was positing a biological terror attack, and it happened very shortly before the false flag of September 11th. And so now when I see these organizations, and of course the CDC was at the center of that because that was a biological terror attack, when I see them start to talk about the fact that we need to prepare for a nuclear attack, you know, dig up the old duck and cover videos and so forth, right? When the Cuban Missile Crisis came, I was living in Florida, I was in Tampa. And I was a kid, and they told us, if you're not going to have enough time to get home if this stuff launches. So we're going to do these duck and cover drills. Just put your head in your metal desk. And I thought, what's that for? I mean, they think they're going to be able to kind of identify me later on. There you go. There's the pictures. Duck and cover. Stick your head in your metal desk. Maybe we'll, there'll be enough of your dental records left that we can identify you, but maybe not. So yeah, I've lived through that as a kid and I've heard the lies. You know, there was a cartoon from, that was done in the UK talking about when the wind blows. And it was a middle-aged or I guess elderly couple. And it was nuclear war that had broken out and they were dutifully listening to their civil defense radio, listening for all the things that they were telling them to do. And everything they were telling them was a cynical lie. There's no way these people are going to survive the fallout. And you watch them, credulously follow all the broadcasts from the government and watch them slowly die. And so when I look at this kind of stuff, and I look at the CDC preparing for a nuclear attack, you know what the only preparing they're doing is they're preparing for government to survive, not you, not you. They're preparing for government to survive. And when I start to see all this alongside a parallel operation, Dark Winter, given the same name, that was put out there, Dark Winter 2.0 began January the 2nd, when I look at all of this stuff and I look at all the talk about the CDC and I look about people saying, hey, we've heard from South Korean anonymous intelligence sources that they're preparing new warheads loaded with anthrax. It's like, come on. You'll know what happened with this stuff if it happens, those of you who survive. So anyway, let's move on to the 10th Amendment. Let's move on to drug prohibition and the Constitution. Because you know what? Constitution really does matter. Let's start out with Ron Paul, video number 7. Pull that one up because Ron Paul had something to say. Ron Paul is also calling for Sessions to step down, not just the House Freedom Caucus. The House Freedom Caucus said, look, you obviously bugged out of this thing, recused yourself even when Trump told him not to recuse himself. He allowed a special prosecutor to be appointed without there being even a special prosecutor law. This thing has no oversight. It has no control. Because there is no law. So it's out of control. And in the same way, the drug war is not based on any law. It's not based on the Constitution. It's totally unconstitutional. It's based upon a United Nations agenda. And I want you as conservatives to make this point because it's true. And liberals need to understand this because liberals oppose this. You know, when we look at these different issues and the way that the Constitution is completely ignored and usurped, there's a parallel here to homosexual marriage. We said, regardless of what you think about the issue of homosexual marriage, the way it was done with the Supreme Court dictating this to the different states was a violation, a real violation of the Constitution. Created really a constitutional crisis, if we let that stand. And you need to tell your, and but of course, you know, the liberals wanted to see this happen, so it happened. The conservatives want to see a war on drugs because they don't like the effects of drugs. But, you need to tell the liberals for the same reason that we should not have a war on drugs because there's no constitutional authority for it. Any more than there's a constitutional authority for the Supreme Court to dictate what marriage is going to be. It's important, regardless of what you think about these issues of homosexual marriage or of drugs, it's very important to follow the Constitution. And I'll tell you why here in a second. But here's what Ron Paul has to say about Sessions, why he thinks that Sessions should step down.
Why must Sessions go?
Well, because he represents something that is so un-American as far as I'm concerned. The war on drugs to me is a war on liberty. I think
yes.
That we overly concentrate on the issue of the drug itself, and I concentrate on the issue of freedom of choice on doing things that are of high risk. And we permit high risk all the time. I mean, if you look at study of philosophy and religion, that's very risky stuff. There's bad ideas out there. Generally, we allow people to eat what they want, and that is very risky, but we do overly concentrate on what people put into their body. So to me, it's an issue of liberty. And Jeff Sessions is not a libertarian. He's not a civil libertarian at all. And the war on drugs is a totally illegal system. And if you look at it carefully, our traditions has been that the government recognized that we don't have the right to regulate the sale of drugs. In 1914, when he passed the Harrison Act, it was done over taxes. Tax them. That's how we'll get them to quit using it. 1937, same thing with marijuana. The same thing when they wanted to manipulate the Obamacare, they put taxes on it. They don't use the, they don't endorse the concept they have a right to do all these things. So I think it's very questionable constitutionally. They shouldn't be doing it, but it's so terrible. It is an excuse to violate civil liberties wholesale. And Jeff Sessions has been one of the worst. And usually I don't ever get involved in these personality squabbles, but this is a one major setback. Obama did something decent there. He backed off, and I thought that was a good move, and Sessions wants to reverse that.
All right, that's good, yeah. And what he said about Obama backing off, he backed off, but it's important right now when we have this fight. Do we make it about the right thing? This is really about the 10th Amendment, and it's an amendment that has been trashed. And in so doing, what we have done is we have moved all power to the center. That was the thing that most concerned the founders of this country. You know, you always hear them quote Acton, who said, you know, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But the key thing that Acton was concerned about and the key thing that the founders of this country were concerned about was consolidation of power, what we would call concentration of power at the top. They were so concerned about that, that they divided the federal government into three parts. And then they took the federal powers and said those are subordinate to the powers that have been explicitly granted to them by the states. And so they took power and government and they divided it between the people, between the states, and of course the representative of the people were the Congress. So they divided it between the people, by the states, and that was originally represented by the direct appointment of senators, and then the federal government. And then the federal government they further subdivided by three because they were concerned that we would wind up with the kind of concentration of power and the resulting corruption that we now see in Washington. When we come back, we're going to break this down because there is some good news on the horizon. Some good news. People are finally starting to look at the constitutional authority for not only pot, but the war on drugs and so many other things that the government does. Like I mentioned, defining marriage in Washington by the Supreme Court.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Sessions needs to do. He needs to walk like a man. Walk out of his office because he's got the House Freedom Caucus. You got Ron Paul, both of them calling on him to resign. Many people calling on him to resign. One, the House Freedom Caucus members saying, you have lost control of the Justice Department. You have lost control of this investigation. Ron Paul saying that Sessions represents something that is so un-American as far as he's concerned. He said the war on drugs is a war on liberty. Look, here's the common thread between both of these issues with Jeff Sessions. He doesn't care what the law is. He doesn't care there wasn't any special prosecutor law. He doesn't care that there is no process even for the special prosecutor, regardless of whether or not he recused himself prematurely or was going out of his way to make the appearance of non-involvement, something, by the way, which nobody else in the Department of Justice or the FBI is the least bit concerned about the appearance of impropriety. But the issue is that he allowed that investigation to go on when there was no law and there was no procedure that was being followed. As I've mentioned before, would have been a three-panel judge that would have appointed the special prosecutor, and he would have been answering to them on a three-month basis, reporting to them saying, here's what I found and here's why the investigation needs to keep going. Nothing like that. It just keeps going. It's like the ever-ready bunny. And it's never going to run out of any batteries because there is no law there. And there is no law that allows Jeff Sessions to overthrow the states who have made their decisions about marijuana, for example. And that applies to everything. It applies to all the different drugs that are part of the war on drugs, as well as to other issues where the Supreme Court was allowed to usurp its authority and to define marriage. They don't have the authority to do that. There's nothing in the Constitution that explicitly gives anybody in Washington, let alone the Supreme Court, the authority to define marriage. And many people, even those who said we ought to have homosexual marriage, said, but this is the wrong way to do it. It is the wrong way to do it. And if you think that we should have law enforcement prohibition of drugs, then there's a way to do that. You should do that at the state level. We don't have the authority in the Constitution to do that. And as Ron Paul mentioned, he said, hey, you can make the argument that there's a lot of things that are bad for you. You know, but what you eat, what you do. And of course, the argument that's going to be made, this is the argument that is always made to take down the Second Amendment, isn't it? Oh, the Second Amendment is too dangerous. We can't allow people to have that. And they're making the argument already that having your own car, being able to drive your own car, having freedom of movement and mobility is too dangerous for you to allow, to be allowed to do that. So it will always be the argument that you can't have that. My optimism, however, peaked this weekend. I've talked about for the longest time the fact that there is no constitutional authority. That when we had alcohol prohibition, everybody recognized that. You know, I've talked in many cases to law enforcement officers who are against prohibition, they would say, well, yeah, but we got the Commerce Clause. You just heard Ron Paul say the Commerce Clause doesn't authorize that. They can come at it with a prevarication saying, well, we're going to tax it. And then by taxing, they brought in the control. That was the way they began. It's not about taxing now, is it? And I'm telling you that when it comes to Obamacare and the fact that they say, well, we have the authority to mandate that you buy insurance. Oh, but that's okay. It won't pass constitutional muster that way, so we'll call it a tax. But that's really what they're after. They're after controlling your health care. And so we see that kind of strategy, that kind of prevarication, those kind of sophisticated lies used all the time. All these things that are used for an expansive government, whether it's the welfare clause or the commerce clause or the supremacy clause, all of those things were there, weren't they, before we had the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights, quite frankly, was put in because you had some of the founders look at that document and say, you know what, there's a lot of wiggle room in here for the government to give itself all kinds of expansive powers. Let's shut that down with a Ninth and a Tenth Amendment. And let's shut it down with some specific prohibitions about individual liberty, that is 1 through 8 of the Bill of Rights. And so they saw that there. And those amendments came after the Commerce Clause, the Welfare Clause, the Supremacy Clause. So they're shut down by the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, because the Ninth and Tenth Amendment came later. And that was recognized, even if you think, well, I don't know if I agree with that argument or whatever. Everybody agreed with that argument when it came to alcohol prohibition. We had a country that at the time realized that it was pretty important for us to have a law of the land, a constitution that everybody swore to and that everybody obeyed. And so to obey the constitution when they wanted to have alcohol prohibition, which by the way is still the most dangerous drug out there. When they wanted to prohibit alcohol, and there were a lot of people who saw the damage that it was doing in people's lives and say, we got to do something to stop this. We'll do it by force. And they created an amendment because there was no authority in the Constitution to prohibit alcohol. And then later on, that was the 18th Amendment. Later on, they put in the 23rd Amendment, I believe, if I remember correctly, that made it legal again. So those two amendments testify to the fact that we have no constitutional authority for a war on drugs. I've said this for so long, but now The Atlantic is saying it because they don't like the way it's being used against pot. Isn't that great? I think that's great. I've had a couple of people now comment. Usually I would say it and it would be crickets. Nobody would say anything about it. Now I've had a couple of people leave messages on videos or on Twitter saying, I agree with you. I've been saying this myself. That's good. I don't care who comes up with the idea. It's the truth. It isn't an idea. It's what's in the Constitution. Let's look at it. Let's understand what's going on there. And the New American is saying it as well. New marijuana policy triggers bipartisan love for the 10th Amendment. They said, more importantly, what Jeff Sessions has done is to prompt renewed bipartisan support for one of the U.S. Constitution's most ignored and most important provisions, the 10th Amendment. Indeed, concerns about the 10th Amendment, which reserves all powers not delegated to the federal government, to the states, or to the people, were at the top of the list of complaints, even among many liberals and people who generally tend to be federal supremacists on every other matter. This is an opportunity, as they point out in this article from the New American, for conservatives to get ahead of this, for us to make common cause with liberals and to say, look, regardless of what you think about issue A, we may totally disagree about issue A, whether it is gun control or whether it is the definition of marriage or whether it is the use or prohibition of certain drugs or whatever, regardless of what you think about that, that's something that needs to be decided at the state levels unless you have enough of a consensus that you can create an amendment to the Constitution. That is a key thing. And I think we have a wonderful opportunity now for the liberals who are typically full-blown statists on most issues and say, I think the federal, it ought to be, everything ought to be decided by the government, and it ought to be decided by the federal government. We don't even have the expression anymore as a joke. When I was a kid growing up, it's like, oh, you want to make a federal case out of it? They make a federal case out of everything. And so this is an opportunity to get them to understand the abuse of power that comes with ignoring the blueprint that the people who created this country, who were very wise about the abuse of power because they had lived under it, they're wise about human nature. They were Christians who understood that human nature cannot be trusted and it must be checked by the larger number of people. So when we come back, we're going to talk about what the Atlantic is saying. We're going to talk about what the UN has said about this. And we're going to play some clips of people debating back and forth about this marijuana issue. It's really an issue about the Constitution, an issue about liberty.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Percent of Americans favor legalization of marijuana. That's the pragmatic argument. We're going to talk about the legal argument. Why is important for the Constitution, for individual liberty, for the left and the right to understand this finally? And maybe this will be the issue on which we can come together and support the Constitution. Every time I've talked about this, people always say, oh, you're just a pothead. It's like I'm furthest thing you can ever find from a pothead. Absolutely total teetotaler. I don't want to use this, and as I've said before, if I ever needed it for medical use, and there are medical uses for marijuana, which is why it should not be a Schedule I drug, if I ever need it or my family needs it, I am not going to let any government prohibition stand in my way. But I am not interested in taking any drugs for recreational use, and that includes alcohol. This is about the Constitution. This is about individual liberty. There are greater principles involved here, but let's just focus on the selfish issues right now of the pragmatic whether or not they're going to win elections. As Jonathan Turley points out, 61% of Americans favor legalization of marijuana. That is heavily skewed towards younger voters. He says, at a minimum, this policy of Jeff Sessions threatens to drive a wedge between the GOP and young voters. Some members are grumbling that they're already fearing the loss of one or two houses before this decision, he said. The new policy will only make it that much harder to retain a majority in Congress. And moreover, you've had, and we played it last Friday, various GOP members very angry at Sessions and the Trump administration. They said, you had gave a promise you weren't going to mess with the legalization votes that we've had at the state level. You broke that promise. And I want people to get upset that there's a promise here that they made to uphold the Constitution that they're breaking, that Obama broke, that George W. Bush broke, that all of these presidents, for longer than my lifetime, have been breaking. And that's the 10th Amendment. That's the promise that they make to uphold and support the Constitution. And they've been breaking that. But here's the number. 61% is an increase from 57% just a year ago who approve of legalization of marijuana. He says it's twice the support since 2000. Millennials are polling at 70%. Some 43% of Republicans support legalization, but the opposition is largely confined to the older bands of demographics. For those in the GOP or who are leaning GOP, who are younger than 40, support for legalization stands at 62%. For those who are between the ages of 40 and 64 and are GOP, almost half of those, 48%, support legalization. It's only in the oldest group of those who are over 65 that you have a majority of the GOP opposing legalization. Now, unfortunately, those are the people who write the big checks. And that's what this is truly about. You know, we have Sessions, while he is waging war on natural weed, as it's put by Free Thought Project, he is granting the maker of fentanyl a monopoly on synthetic THC. That says it all from a pragmatic standpoint. Again, we've talked about the principles involved here, but just understand the naked self-interest here. It is not in the interest of the GOP to overrule the votes that have been held in state after state. More than half of the states have approved medical marijuana, and now we've had quite a few states that have approved recreational use of marijuana. But you've got elder people in the GOP are the only ones who want prohibition of marijuana. That's it. There's no majority in the Democrat Party or among independents. There's no, the majority of people that are young GOP voters don't support this. It's only the old GOP, the grand old party, if you will. when you look at what is happening here with this maker of fentanyl, okay, and the idea, they point out, the idea that the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, would provide a company, the people who make fentanyl, who were caught bribing doctors to prescribe opioid drugs that have led to one of the largest addiction problems in the history of the world, that they would provide that company with a pass to sell their synthetic version of a plant that if anybody gets the natural version of the plant, you get kidnapped, you get caged, you get killed. And so that's infuriating to say the least. I say that is absolutely spot on. Spot on. The active ingredient in cannabis, THC, remains classified as a Schedule I drug, meaning the government can claim that it is dangerous, addictive, has no medical value. Where does that come from? We've had a conservative congressman questioning the drug agency officials under Trump, saying, why is marijuana classified as a Schedule One when we have meth lower than that? Well, it's because it was the UN that did it. And this is another thing that we need to use this issue to wake up the left. People on the right don't trust the UN, but the liberals love the UN. They think it's some kind of, that it sprang from Star Trek or something, right? And we're all going to live together in global peace and all the wars will be over because we'll have one giant jackboot on all of our throats. That's why there won't be any wars with that. Except for a few rebels who band together against the Death Star. But this whole idea that the UN is just benevolent dictator is one that is widely held on the left. And we need to dispel that notion by reminding them that it was the UN that gave us the four schedules of drugs that created the war on drugs. And they put things like marijuana in as a Schedule One drug. That all came from the UN. And remember, when we go back and we look at, and New American pointed this out as well. They said, hey, the UN and the UN's drug czar were attacking U.S. states for ending cannabis prohibition. They said, with four American states so far, and this is an old article, having defied the UN and the federal government by ending marijuana prohibition, the UN's army of drug warriors has been meeting in Vienna to plan a response to demand obedience to its global drug control regime. That's where it came from. It's a UN agenda. They created it in 1961. They created the four schedules. They put the drugs in the schedules. And Richard Nixon in 1971, 10 years later, enacted it verbatim. Said, we got a war on drugs. How's that worked out for you in the last 47 years? Hasn't made anything better, has it? It's given us a lot of new problems. A lot of new problems. It's given us a burgeoning prison population. We've never had such a, nobody, no country in history has ever had such a large percentage of its population in prison. And of course, most of those are coming from marijuana. The vast majority of those. We have overturned our legal system, in the sense that we have mandatory minimums that were brought in by Reagan's Attorney General, Ed Meese. He also brought in stealing property from people without convicting them of a crime, without even charging them with a crime and saying, well, this is civil asset forfeiture. Well, it's not a criminal thing. It's a civil action. So you don't get the presumption of innocence. You don't get a day in court. And you don't get protection against excessive fines and forfeitures and seizures. All of that was brought in by prohibition. And it's time we use Jeff Sessions to do something good for a change. It's time we use Jeff Sessions to push back on this idea. Let's play a little bit of the clip, and I'm going to talk more about this. Actually, we're so close to the break. Let's hold that till we come back, and I'll play these clips for you. And I want you to remember that Jeff Sessions and the administration support one of these big pharma companies that has been behind the opioid epidemic. They support letting them manufacture synthetic THC, but they will throw you in jail if you use the natural form. That's the naked self-interest of the big TV networks that are bringing on experts that we're going to play in the next segment for you. They're bringing on experts to say, this has got a slew of medical issues and so forth, making the pragmatic argument that we need to take this out. And even having religious figures on to say that we need to take this out. But at the same time, the solution to all of this, and as I said, I'm very encouraged because not only are conservatives now starting to talk about this, and I've never seen conservatives talk about this before. We got New American talking about it and The Atlantic saying the superiority of a state's rights approach to marijuana. This is going to be solved by, if we can't get these people to obey the Constitution, we are going to nullify it. All of these elections that were held in these various states that legalized marijuana, that was directly in the face of an unconstitutional federal prohibition. That was, folks, state nullification. Whenever we talk about state nullification, everybody, we're talking about stuff like secession and the Civil War and everything. You know what's going on right now? All of these legalization votes are nullification at the state level. And if they bring us into court, we need to nullify them at the jury level, jury nullification. We'll be right back.
Brett Smith, author of Thump, The First 100 Days. Explain to people about Thump and why this is an important book and how it ties into things.
And I just thought to myself, you know, this is brilliant. This is the ultimate juxtaposition of what everyone says about the president. You know, because, you know, they say that he's a racist, misogynist, sexist, bigoted, homophobic Nazi. So what better way to counter that than by turning him into an incredibly cute, lovable, fluffy little bunny?
It's got that fun rhyming structure to it. It's actually hilarious. I was cracking up reading the whole book. My wife was cracking up.
And it's a great book for adults. It's a great book for children. We're selling the book. We've got it bundled as well here with a one-off poster that's a collector's item. Both of these, the book, the graphic novel, and the poster are $29.95. That helps support us. So get the book, Thump, The First 100 Days, and Alex Jones, and Thump, The Art of InfoWars, for a limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and you know Ulysses Grant, one of our presidents. So the best way to get rid of a bad law is to rigorously enforce it. Let's hope that that happens with the failed war on drugs. Let's hope that Sessions rigorously enforces this bad, unconstitutional law. We're going to get back to that in just one moment, and I want to play a clip for you that you will not believe from Fox and Friends pushing for marijuana prohibition. anyway, we're going to play that for you in just a moment and comment on that from a pragmatic standpoint. And from a moral standpoint, they have a bishop coming on to make the case for drug prohibition. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com that keep us independent and help you to protect your health. Take control of your health. This is what this is about. Look, folks, if they can tell you what you cannot take, what you cannot put into your body, what you cannot do, they can also demand that you do other things. They can demand to put things into your body. They can mandate vaccines, for example. That's why that's the flip side of prohibition is mandate. If you're a slave, they can tell you what to do and what not to do. That's what we're talking about here. We're not going to be their slaves. Don't be anybody's slaves. Do the research for yourself. Take a look at the products that we sell, and right now we've got them 50% off with free shipping. Here's some of the biggest ones, our most popular products. 50% off with free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Brain Force Plus, my particular favorite of all the products that we have here, along with the toothpaste, Super Blue. I love that. All those, 50% off for free shipping. Also, 50% off for free shipping. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to get your vitamins and minerals without taking a lot of pills. We also have some of our newest products at 50% off for free shipping. We have Alpha Power, Cell Force, and the Real Red Pill. So take a look at those products, educate yourself, and choose, exercise your freedom of choice, folks, and keep the information flowing freely as well by keeping us independent. Take a look at the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to this. And just to recap, you know, we see even the left, people like The Atlantic, coming out saying the superiority of a states' rights approach to marijuana. It's not a states' rights approach. Every time you hear them talk about that, it's actually states' powers. The Ninth Amendment talks about how the people reserve their rights, and the states in the Tenth Amendment reserve their powers. When we talk about states' rights, that kind of harkens back to the Civil War, and then you can all automatically hear the leftists saying, racist, racist. So let's keep that out of that. As a matter of fact, I would even suggest that to highlight that this is a constitutional issue, instead of talking about 420, that the marijuana advocates love to talk about, let's talk about 1018, the 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment, because that is what tells you 1018 is what you need to know that there is no constitutional authority for prohibition. And as they're talking about this, in a New American article, they quote Nick Morrow, another former lawman specializing in narcotics that opposes marijuana prohibition. He says, look, it's an abject failure on every level. We've had trillions of dollars wasted. We had thousands of people arrested. And I would say hundreds of people dying of overdoses in prison every year as well. And he says, with alcohol prohibition, a 10th Amendment states' rights challenge was required to end prohibition. Each state got to decide for themselves what the future of alcohol regulation was going to be. And the same with marijuana. We all believe that alcohol prohibition ended December the 5th, 1993. But he said Mississippi didn't end it until 1966. That was the 10th Amendment involved there. So they would have the ability, if you don't want it in your state, you don't have to have legal marijuana. But you don't have the constitutional authority. And we don't want to consolidate that at Washington, because when they make a mistake there, we all suffer the consequences. We want to have different approaches to this. But let's take a look at this video that was put up by Fox and Friends. They interviewed a bishop who had been a former drug addict. And I want to comment on this interview because I think it hits right to the center of the right's objection with this. And again, the right should be the first ones to point out this is a UN agenda that has been imposed on us. It is unconstitutional, and it is not something that we should have anything to do with. But they make that exception because they don't want to see people getting addicted to drugs. And we had that discussion with alcohol. Alcohol is the worst drug that you can take. But let's listen to what they had to say with this bishop on Fox and Friends.
It could be a boom for the economy, supporters say, but is it worth it? Here to weigh in is the head of the International Faith-Based Coalition.
Could be a boon for those selling synthetic marijuana.
Bishop Ron Allen. Bishop, thank you for being with us.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. So I have heard that, and I've heard this from drug addicts, say that this is a gateway drug. This is how they got hooked. Is that your story?
That is my story. Marijuana is still the number one gateway drug next to alcohol. And the state of California is in for a
next
great
to alcohol.
Downfall. This is
Hold on
not
to that there.
The way
it is the number
money.
One, even if that were true. Put a pause on that. Even if that were true, next to alcohol. So why isn't alcohol still prohibited? Didn't we have that experiment? Didn't it fail? And he's going to mention alcohol and tobacco as well. You know what? We've been effective at cutting tobacco use, haven't we? We tried prohibition with alcohol. Didn't cut alcohol use. It went up. And the concentration of forms of alcohol went up with prohibition. What happened? What did we do differently with tobacco? We tried to educate and persuade people, didn't we? And if it's going to be a bishop, don't you think you would want to try that approach to try to persuade and educate people as a bishop to treat this as a spiritual issue or a medical issue? But let's continue on with the interview.
Yeah, they're saying that this is a way to regulate it, keep people safe, and a way to make money because they're going to start taxing this drug. And they're saying it's already in our state. We might as well profit from it.
You know who's making money now? The prison industry, the law enforcement industry, big pharma.
Absolutely not. You know, the Holy Bible is still true. Money is still the root to all evil. It's a sad day for the state of California, and it is a betrayal for our elected officials.
I find it interesting that they only see financial gain on the one side.
In front of the safety, public safety and safety of the citizens of the state of California, United States. You gotta be kidding me. Crime is gonna go up. Drug driving is gonna go up. Emergency room visits are gonna go up. Addictions are gonna go up. Dropouts are going to, more dropouts are going to
By the
to
way,
happen.
All those are not and true. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Most of the stores are going to open up in the underserved community. We're not doing good with tobacco, and we're not doing good with alcohol. What in the world makes our elected officials think we're going to do good with a Schedule One illicit drug called marijuana?
What does this say about the culture of our country and where we're going?
It tells us that we need to be praying. I hope I can say that. Please let me put on my bishop hat.
Yes, you can
because
say that.
Our elected officials have lost their minds.
Let's hold it right there. Okay, so what he wants to do is he sees the savior of all of you as being the government. And that's the big problem with conservatives on the right, especially religious leaders on the right. They see the government as a savior. They see the government as the means to change people's lives. You know what? As a bishop, you should be telling people to pray that Jesus is going to change your life, that Jesus will give you the ability to make that superhuman change if you're addicted to something. That's the power. I would like to know if this bishop who says that he kicked addiction, does he give the credit to the government? Because, you know, I don't see any fewer addicts out there in the 47 years that we've had the war on drugs. I don't see any fewer addicts. It's a much worse problem, especially now with opioids. And the company that's been at the forefront of the opioid addiction is now being given a pass to sell synthetic pot. More concentrated, more dangerous form of pot than the natural form. But the reality is, as we're looking at this, and I think this is the sickness at the heart of our society, is that we have so many Christians and especially Christian leaders like this bishop who see the government as being the source and the solution to these problems, not seeing it as a spiritual issue, not appealing to Christ to change lives, not even seeing it if you're an atheist, seeing it as a psychological addiction issue. No, instead, turning to government because they make a god out of government. And over and over again, we have seen things like charity that used to be practiced at the local level, used to have the church at the center of that. Education that used to be practiced and controlled at the local level with the church at the center of it. And things like addiction, because we've always had addiction, because we've always had alcohol. And that remains the most dangerous and most addictive of the drugs out there. But we always had local individuals centered around the church that would take care of education, that would take care of poverty, that would take care of addiction. And people like this bishop have made God out of the federal government. They want all the problems to be solved by the government at the highest level, even if they call themselves conservative. Let's take back the Constitution. Let's start talking about 1018 instead of 420. Let's make this about all the issues, not just marijuana, not just the war on drugs, but all of our freedom issues are being taken away. Let's make it about 1018. We'll be right back. That's the end of our...
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that
When you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.